Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and the president of Taiwan, Tsai Ing-wen, have put China on the defensive with a historic, as we understand, upbeat phone call to discuss Washington's role in possibly helping the diplomatically isolated island gain international status. Raymond Wu is managing director of the Taipei-based political consultancy eTelligence.
It serves notice to Beijing that Washington chooses to do what's beneficial to Washington. They will do it, whether it's in terms of substantive issues or in terms of symbolic gestures.
China's foreign minister dubbed the phone call as a petty action by Taiwan. Although Washington is a supporter of Taiwan, there has been no contact between leaders of the two countries since the U.S. formally broke off diplomatic relations in 1979 out of deference to China. A U.S. presidential commission calling on the incoming administration to immediately take steps to enhance cybersecurity in both the private and public sectors. Commission's recommendations include the creation of two new positions with the Trump administration to work with officials in this country and other countries to strengthen international security. Somali regional forces in Puntland have clashed with pro-Islamic State militants in the country's northeast in the first-ever confrontation between security forces and pro-Islamic State fighters fighting about 50 kilometers west of Kandala, where regional troops faced landmines. The governor of Puntland's Bari region, who is leading the offensive against Kandala, confirmed the fighting, saying the forces were attacked by IS fighters. This is VOA News. Syrian rebel commanders in war-ravaged Aleppo say they will not surrender the city's eastern sector to Russia-backed government forces despite a government offensive that threatens to drive out opposition fighters after a four-year occupation. Meantime, some analysts say there are wider geopolitical ramifications in efforts to end the civil war in Syria and to remove Syrian President Bashar al-Assad from office, as some nations want. More now from Henry Ridgewell.
In eastern Aleppo, Syrian government forces backed by Russia are gaining ground. Analyst Michael Stevens of Britain's Royal United Services Institute says victory here for President Bashar al-Assad may force a change of strategy from Western governments.
Assad's winning, and I think it's pretty safe to say that he will be there at the end game, and whoever negotiates a peace deal in Syria will have to negotiate with Bashar al-Assad.
Stevens says Europe and the United States have backed moderate opposition forces, but the desire to end the bloodshed could trump those alliances. Ending the war may come with the price of keeping Bashar al-Assad in power. Even then, analysts say Syria's future stability is far from guaranteed. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Thousands gathered in Seoul Saturday demanding the resignation of South Korean President Park Geun-hye. Demonstration came hours after lawmakers formally launched an attempt to impeach Park, a scandal which has sparked massive street protests and plunged Park's approval rating to 4% is centered on allegations that she and her friend of 40 years, Chun Sul-il, manipulated government affairs and extorted money from businesses. Choi, who has never had a government job, is the daughter of a late cult leader who served as Park's mentor. The ashes of late Cuban leader Fidel Castro have arrived in the city of Santiago de Cuba, where Castro will be laid to rest later today, in a city that is where he started the Cuban Revolution in 1953. At Saturday night's rally in Santiago, people chanted, "Yo soy Fidel," which means "I am Fidel." Many well-known Castro allies, such as Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and soccer champion Diego Maradona, were there. After a funeral ceremony later today, attended by presidents and former presidents of Central and South American nations, Castro's remains will be interred beside Cuban independence hero José Martí in a ceremony in a cemetery in Santiago. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.